We are Quick C 98.3. It's Brian and Trisha. It is no surprise that the cicadas are coming, like in the trillions.
They're even hatching in some places already.
They are, yes. So this is the 17-year cicada boom. And so,
Brood X.
Brood X, yes. I was reading about this survey because this is offering a huge boost to the food chain from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone did a survey of 35,000 Americans to see if they would be interested in consuming cicadas. There's going to be plenty to go around. So 1 in 4 said that they'd give a cicada-based food a shot, that they would try it. Now, that's not saying that you're going to eat just the cicada. They're saying that they would incorporate it in some other kind of food. 9% who are very willing to do it. Another 13% said probably not, but maybe. 44% said no way. 15% weren't sure. And 1 in 50 Americans have already eaten cicadas. I've never eaten a cicada.
I have eaten cicadas.
How many? Like multiple times?
3 in 1 sitting. The trick is you got to make sure you pull the legs and the wings off.
Okay.
Because even if they're deceased, when you swallow them, they will try to wiggle their way back out again.
What?
And you don't want to go chewing them up because they are bitter as all get out. You just swallow them whole.
Wait a minute. Go back to that. Even if they're dead, they try to wiggle their way out.
Like if you try to squish it and then swallow it, their little legs will kind of want to hang in your throat, or their wings will poke you in the throat.
Kind of get in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, if you're going to do that, make sure you take them off.
So, recommendation, swallow that head first, remove the wings, remove the legs, don't try to squish it or chew it up because they are very, very bitter.
Was it cooked?
No.
Just straight?
Okay, let me explain why I did this.
Yeah, please do.
It was a Boy Scout trip.
Okay.
And we were basically supposed to try to live off of very little supplies for 48 hours. We were given a potato, an onion, an egg, 3 matches, and some other survival gear, and we were told you can eat anything you can find, but that's all the food you've got. And it was from like Friday night to like Sunday morning. So it was like 36 hours. So one of us caught a snake, and we were sharing the food.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of cicadas. We got those crawdads and earthworms.
I think that's a very good lesson, you know, to learn how to, you know, live off the land if you needed to. So I think I'd be willing to try it. It sounds disgusting, but I mean, it's got to have some good nutrients in it.
I'm just telling you, take the wings and the legs off. Don't try to chew them up.
I'm not going to go out and try and find a cicada to do this.
I'll bring you one if I find one at my house.
I'm not volunteering to do it, but if I was ever asked to do it and given the opportunity, I probably wouldn't say no.
What about cicadas and eggs? Like a little breakfast treat.
If you cook it up and just put it in the eggs, I wouldn't even know any better.
I'm not going to lie to you.
No. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it would be mind over matter. It'd be like, oh, well, yeah, I know it's in there, but I don't see it as a cicada.
It's just protein at that
point. Exactly. I mean, protein, it would be good for me, right?
I think so.